Well, Mike's on the line with us. He's on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Mike, welcome back to the show. Thank you for being flexible and joining us today as opposed to tomorrow. And we know that you were on the fan just a few hours ago.
Yep.
But I'm curious. One, I got to give you a hard time, Mike, okay? Because your mock draft was a little hard to follow. All right. It was a little hard to follow.
Hey, the Josh gave me kudos. Wait a minute.
He did?
I figured the first round. I might have lost people with the first round. the first pick.
Well, you had Bo Nix going at 12, but then you said there's a second option where the Broncos could trade back from 12 in the 18 to 24 range. You pick up a day two pick. You pick like an edge rusher like Jared Verse coming out of Florida State in that 18 to 24 range, but then you take the draft equity that you got from trading back, you trade back into the first round and take either Bo Nix or Michael Penix Jr. at the end of the first round. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one scenario. See, to me, that would be almost the ideal scenario where you can get two starters, two players in one. And George Payton did that with Minnesota in 2014 with Teddy Bridgewater, traded back into the first round, used a second and a fourth round pick to get number 32 and take Bridgewater. You know, something like that is, I think something that the Broncos, since George has already done it, something that he would bring up, and that would be, you know, for something like that to happen would be, you know, if the quarterback you really love is gone, you know, you like another quarterback, you know, you need another quarterback, but you don't want to take him at 12. And so, you know, you move back, you get an extra pick, and, you know, you can either take a quarterback, I guess, from in that 18 to 24 range, or take a player and realize that, you know, maybe a guy like Michael Penix, because of his medical, could slip. You know, he's what they're talking about with Penix is he's going to go to the second or third round. So, you know, if he's still there, you know, you maneuver to get him at the very end of the first round, which is what often happens. I mean, the Ravens did that with Lamar Jackson a few years ago. He was the number 32 pick. After they had a big class. So, yeah, I threw out a few options out there, and I do think the overriding thing here is I do think they're going to end up with a quarterback in the first round. It's just a matter of but you just don't know if they're going to trade up, take a big swing up to number four if Drake May gets by New England, or, go up just a couple spots if J.J. McCarthy is still on the board, or stand pat and you wind up with someone like maybe Bo Nix or Michael Penix.
Now, Mike, you said that you still think that we are going to draft a quarterback in the first round. But if we don't.
I do.
If we don't and Sean ends up doing something crazy and we don't pick that quarterback in the first round, would this be considered a failure because we did not go for that first round quarterback?
Well, I guess time will tell on that. It's possible. I guess that would say that Jarrett Stidham is your quarterback in 2023. You're trying to fortify the or 2024. You're trying to fortify the rest of the roster. If you get a real good player, it was kind of like Pat Surtain and Justin Fields. You know, the Broncos had the number 9 pick and didn't take a quarterback. And they wound up with Pat Surtain. Was that a failure? Most people, not all, but most people would say that was not a failure, that they did well doing that. So that type of scenario could happen again. But, the bottom line here, guys, is Sean Payton, he improved the team with a quarterback he didn't believe in. He's got to get a quarterback he does. Because when you go into this draft, I do think you got to be mindful of the division you play in. And that's Patrick Mahomes with Andy Reid. That's Justin Herbert with Jim Harbaugh. And what has Sean Payton got? Jared Stidham? I mean, Stidham might be a good quarterback, but there's no way of telling after 5 years with four starts and one win.
Right.
So I think Sean Payton has to come away. He has to come away with a quarterback in the first round, I do believe. Will it be a failure? I don't know, but it sure seems like they got to start fighting here against the Mahomes and Herbert going forward.
Yeah, and when you say that, and you bring up, obviously, it's a fair dynamic. I mean, that's who your next-door neighbor is, and there's differing opinions on that, though. It's like, man, you are not even close to them. You cannot look at their Range Rover and make your next decision on your vehicle based on what they're driving. But at the same time, if you were to do that, if you were to make a decision with acknowledging who's in your division and that they're not going anywhere, that leads me to believe you take the biggest swing possible. You try to get up into the top three or four, Mike. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. And I'm sure that discussion has been made. You know, Sean Payton has said it's realistic that they move up, and he mentioned the number four spot, Arizona. Now, it's still hard to believe that New England's going to pass on May and Washington's going to pass on Daniels and the Bears on Caleb Williams. I mean, that's the chalk. You know, the question is, you know, can J.J. McCarthy or Bo Nix become the next, you know, Drew Brees-like and overachieves? And, you know, Drew Brees was 6 foot. He was a second rounder coming out of college, out of Purdue. And he sat at least 1 year, I think, with the Chargers before he played. You know, is that what the Broncos are going for? I just think that, boy, it's tough. It's you can really be suffer from paralysis by analysis with this one, because there's something to be said for all the quarterbacks. There's something to not say about each of these quarterbacks. And then against that, there's Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert. It's just a tough deal for the Broncos right now. They got to get the right quarterback for Sean Payton, and only Sean Payton decides who that is.
Right, right. Last one before we let you go, and I'm going to ask you a question. I know you have no way of knowing, so I'm going to ask you to speculate, okay?
Yeah.
This would have been so much easier picking this quarterback if the Broncos were picking at the top of the draft, and they had a decision to make at the trade deadline. And they chose to compete. And in the moment, it's so easy to say, let's go out and try to win games. But now we're sitting here in the spring looking for an exit ramp of this quarterback highway that they've been on forever.
Yeah.
If Sean Payton could go back and do it over again, do you think he does it differently at the trade deadline with moves, some moves that he ultimately did anyway?
Yeah, I think there's maybe a thought of, you know, it seems like at the trade deadline, he was thinking about benching Russ, and he didn't do it. You know, it's interesting. They beat the Chiefs going into the deadline. You know, they weren't supposed to do that. What was it, 16 in a row? And it is interesting to think about how things would have changed had they not beat the Chiefs going into the deadline.
Right.
I think they definitely would have been sellers. Yes. And, you know, in light of things, given where this program was, which was in the dumps for 6-7 years, the fact that they won two in a row against Green Bay and where they didn't play well, and against the Chiefs, where, you know, everyone's going, oh, man, beat the Chiefs. Maybe this team's not so bad. They went for it. They got in contention. They won the five in a row, and they didn't have enough. You know, I don't know what to say, Zach. They went for it. I don't blame them for going for it. They did get into the hunt. There were meaningful games in December. They blew it against New England at home on Christmas Eve. They weren't supposed to do that once they got that far. And, in hindsight, you hate that you're picking number 12,
right,
which is in the middle of nowhere, and you need a quarterback, and you seem like you're starting all over again. So I don't know. It's it's a weird cycle the Broncos got themselves on. And let's see what they do. Let's see what quarterback they come up with. You know, would Bo Nix excite Broncos country?
No.
Knowing that he might? Yeah, probably not. But Sean Payton might think he's the ideal quarterback for him.
Yep.
You know, J.J. McCarthy, I said this earlier, I don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to toss and turn this offseason because the Broncos wind up with J.J. McCarthy. Any of these guys, really. In the middle three.
So, Mike, and I want to cut you off. I want to get where you stand on this. Do you believe if it comes down to Nix, Bo Nix, or Michael Penix Jr., if you're drafting, right, and it's just you, who is a better quarterback at the start of the season, do you think?
Well, Penix is the better quarterback at the start of the season.
Okay.
But Michael Penix might not be there in 2026.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, he had four season-ending injuries at Indiana.
Right.
Two ACLs on the same knee, mm-hmm. and each shoulder. He needed surgeries on both shoulders. And now he was clean the last 2 years. And you know, when he was in for a visit Tuesday, I'm sure they took a physical. And it'll be interesting to see what the Broncos medical team came away with that physical on Tuesday.
And they definitely did that.
But from what I understand, all these guys take that's SOP.
Okay.
They take physicals
okay.
when they bring them in.
Okay.
I don't know that for sure, but just that's what they do on these top 30 visits. And so I'm not sure, but I'm assuming they did. And then what do they think about that? And then what do they think about, you know, right away, the best quarterback in 2024 or the best quarterback in 2026? Mm. And Michael Penix is the answer to 24, but not necessarily the answer in 2026.
All right. We will leave it right there, Mr. Mike Kliss. We appreciate your time today on a Thursday. And enjoy opening day tomorrow, man.
I'll be there. And I know you guys will be parked somewhere around in there. And
are you going to go to the game?
I'll be covering the game for Nine News.
All right. Oh, you're covering it. Okay.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. It's the one. It's kind of the one game a year I cover. And, but let's see if they got five in the eighth against the Cubs. Let's see if that gets them going a little bit here for the home opener.
Yeah, we shall see. We shall see. All right, Mike, great stuff as always. We'll do this again next week.
You got it, guys.
All right.